Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We're talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? That's right. It is about that time. You are now locked into WKAR's current sports. Right here on this Thursday, September 13th, 2018. I am the captain of this ship, the man behind the mic, your host, Al Martin. Just one day away until the weekend is upon us. I really hope you guys are having a fantastic week out there. And as always, thank you for allowing current sports to be a part of your week. And today, on this Thursday afternoon, we got a lot to get to on today's current sports. We will be talking about the latest comments coming out of the Detroit Lions camp. Of course, the Lions are still reeling from that Monday Night Football loss, that shellacking, that complete beatdown. National television on Monday Night Football, the New York Jets and rookie quarterback Sam Darnold. A lot of drama already, and we're just talking about game one for the Lions. There are reports coming out that allude to the Lions not buying in to the leadership of first-year head coach Matt Patricia. Lions players are unhappy with how they were overworked during preseason training camp. And also, there was a story that we briefly touched on yesterday, a story coming out of the Lions camp concerning the New York Jets knowing the plays before the ball was even hiked on Monday night. Pretty interesting, right? So we'll dive into that. And I got some points to make when it comes to Matt Patricia and his absolutely horrible start to the season and his tenure with the Honolulu Blue. This is as bad as you can get, right, when it comes to first-year tenure. So we'll chat about that. We'll also be inviting to the show. He's a dear friend. He's been on our airways before, and I am particularly excited to have him on today because he just keeps on adding to that already stout resume. Keon Clinton, my man, bodybuilder, also motivational speaker, also founder of the philanthropic campaign here at Michigan State Family, and now author. Yeah, he's got a book out now entitled Healing the Living Dead. Healing the Living Dead. Habits that shift you from a morgue mentality to a Forbes mentality. And I just saw probably about 3 hours ago that he is officially now a part of the Forbes organization. Very cool stuff. Keon Clinton will be joining me live here in studio to talk about his new book and his latest trophy in the bodybuilding trophy case that he has. Very cool stuff there. And, of course, it's Thursday. And each and every Thursday, we love to hop into our current sports time machine and take a look at exactly what happened on this particular date in sports history. We dub it Throwback Thursday. We'll do all of that while, of course, inviting you all to be a part of the show. You can join the conversation by simply picking up that phone and dialing 517-355-WKAR. 517-355-9527 is the number to call. Go to facebook.com/WKAR News. We have the live stream up and running there. You can comment below that video, and I will do my best to get to your comments throughout this hour. Many of you already weighing in. What's up, Ben? Also, you can tweet us. Tweet the show. at WKAR underscore sports, or tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR. Don't be shy. Multiple ways in which you can weigh in. You know what's next? Here are your quick hit headliners. All right, and we start here. We brought this story to you a couple of days ago. More drama, more controversy here at Michigan State University, as it was reported that George Perlis is now a part of a lawsuit. Former Michigan State football coach George Perlis, former athletic director George Perlis, involved in a lawsuit that has a direct relation to former sports doctor Larry Nassar, and now Pat Perlis, the son of former Michigan State athletic director George Perlis, has denied any claim made about his father and former MSU AD George covering up a rape committed by disgraced former MSU doctor Larry Nassar. He's saying that it's not true. Erica Davis, a former MSU field hockey player, stated in a lawsuit that Nassar drugged her and raped her in 1992. That resulted in her becoming pregnant. She says that she informed her coach, Martha Ludwig, and another school official about the incident. According to the lawsuit, Perlis went to, quote, great lengths to conceal this conduct. The lawsuit also states that Nassar videotaped the assault and Ludwig confronted Nassar and obtained the tape to turn over to Perlis. Now, upon watching it, Perlis forced Ludwig to resign while signing a non-disclosure agreement. Pat Perlis is quoted as saying, quote, his memory is remarkably good for a man of his age. He doesn't remember any of this because it never happened. There was no meeting with the field hockey coach. It certainly did not include this subject. It is fabrication. We hope later on this hour to bring you a piece from a crosstalk between Morning Edition host Emily Fox here at WKAR and WKAR news reporter Scott Pohl. Stay tuned for that. All right, the Michigan State women's soccer team opens up the Big Ten portion of their schedule at Purdue tonight. The game features two teams tied for the third best record in the Big Ten heading into conference play at 5-1-1. The Spartans are coming off their first defeat of the 2018 season, falling at home to Colorado this past Sunday 2-0. Sadie Masiewicz and Cameron Evans have been holding down the fort offensively this season, who combined have 8 goals out of the 12 total the Spartans team has scored this season. They each have 4. The game is scheduled for an 8 p.m. kickoff and will be broadcast on the Big Ten Network. The Detroit Lions quarterback, Matthew Stafford, he said yesterday that he is changing up his hand signals ahead of Sunday's game at the San Francisco 49ers. Now, this comes 2 days after the Lions were, as you all know, embarrassed 48-17 at home against the New York Jets Monday Night Football. Jets linebacker Darren Lee said the defense was calling out plays while the Lions were going to run those plays, and they just basically predicted everything that the Lions were going to do when the Lions got to the line. Now, Stafford uncharacteristically threw 4 interceptions while connecting on just 1 touchdown, looked completely out of sync with his receivers through the night. Despite this, Stafford said he does not blame any possible play tipping for his down performance. The Lions and 49ers are scheduled to kick off at 4:05 p.m. this coming Sunday afternoon. We'll have a soundbite coming from Matt Patricia, head coach of the Lions, his press conference this week as he discussed
the Jets possibly knowing their plays. And more news when it comes to Matt Patricia and the Lions. With the recent string of bad news circulating around the Lions, this may be the last thing you want to hear. Mike Garofalo of the NFL Network reported some Lions vets were unhappy with how Matt Patricia handled training camp and questioned some of his coaching methods and strategies. They were also unhappy with how many team rules he put in place. Quote, "I have been hearing some griping from veterans in the locker room about the number of rules Patricia has put in place, about how hard he worked these guys in training camp." That's a direct quote coming from Garofalo of the NFL Network. The nature of the preseason led one player's agent to predict the team would be out of gas in week one. Despite the reports, Garofalo said he's, quote, "not going to jump to any conclusions and say this is going to be an utter disaster." Many of you are already jumping to those conclusions. We'll have more on that story in just a moment. The Detroit Tigers. Yeah, we got to just give you an update here. The Houston Astros completed the sweep over the Detroit Tigers after a 5-4 win yesterday afternoon at Comerica Park. This marks the third straight one-run loss for the Old English D in their fourth straight loss overall. Tigers starter Daniel Norris allowed 5 runs, 8 hits, and only 4 2/3 innings of work. James McCann and Nicholas Castellanos each homered off Houston starter Garrett Cole, who gave up 2 runs in 5 innings and picked up his 14th win on the year. The Tigers get a day off today before heading to Cleveland for a weekend series against the Indians starting tomorrow night, 7:10 p.m. Matt Boyd will be on the hill starting for the Tigers, and Josh Tomlin gets to start for the Indians. And who knew? You know, this just, if you want a window, if you want to peek into the window of just how biased our fandom can be in the world of sports, especially when it comes to gender, right? Who knew the WNBA Finals was taking place? Alec Rio, the man behind the glass, engineering today's show. Did you know the WNBA Finals were underway? I had no idea.
I'm not going to lie, I did not.
Who knew?
I did not.
I go to ESPN.com, I read the headliners on ESPN and Yahoo Sports and SI. I get paid to do this. I did not know that the WNBA Finals, the championship, was taking place this week. That's a problem.
Yeah, it just goes to show like how little coverage they put into that stuff. And it doesn't make any sense to me.
Oh, boy. For those that care, the Seattle Storm went on to win the 2018 WNBA Championship, beating the Washington Mystics 98-82, sweeping the series in 3 games. The Storm became the only 6th team to sweep a final series in 3 games, something they did the last time they won 8 years ago back in 2010. Breanna Stewart led all scorers with 30 points. After the game, she said, quote, "I'm built for this. I mean that. I wasn't nervous. I was calm. I was ready to take the championship trophy back to Seattle where it belongs." Stewart also won 4 NCAA titles at the University of Connecticut as well. The Storm completed an unbelievable turnaround from a 15-19 finish in the 2017 season to WNBA champs 1 year later. Amazing, right? All right, the NHL announced yesterday Austin Watson of the Nashville Predators has been suspended without pay for 27 games for, quote, "unacceptable off-ice conduct." The Predators forward was arrested on June 16th in Tennessee. A police officer was flagged down by a witness about a domestic situation at a gas station. Officers found red marks on the woman's chest, and Watson's girlfriend said he had caused them. Now, Watson also acknowledged he pushed her. Watson pleaded no contest to a domestic assault charge in July. The NHL Players Association is filing an appeal on Watson's behalf. Should the appeal be unsuccessful, Watson will be eligible to return December 3rd. Of the 4 major sports leagues, the NHL is the only one to not have a specific domestic violence policy, which is pretty amazing in today's 2018 climate. All right, U.S. Open winner Naomi Osaka is set to sign the biggest deal Adidas has ever agreed to with a female athlete. The deal, which is expected to be announced later today, is worth an estimated $8.5 million a year and will extend an existing relationship between Osaka and Adidas after the end of an initial four-year deal is approaching. Her straight sets defeat of Serena Williams on Saturday at the U.S. Open Championship could now be a thing that launches her to the next level of star female athletes. Yahoo notes that this would catapult her to the upper echelon of Forbes' highest paid female athletes list. Can you believe that? I mean, Naomi Osaka beat Serena Williams at the U.S. Open Championship. So much controversy about that moment, but she is dynamite. She dominated Serena Williams. She's the up-and-coming, budding star, and her life has just changed now in the matter of days. I actually saw her on the Ellen DeGeneres show yesterday. She is everywhere. Congratulations to Naomi Osaka, so deserving of all of the great press she is getting right now. And speaking of apparel companies like Adidas, how about Nike? Ben Zahn, the mayor of Kenner, Louisiana, lifted his citywide ban on Nike products yesterday in response to the company's alliance with, of course, Colin Kaepernick. Now, a leaked memo from Zahn's desk dated on September 5th stated, quote, "Under no circumstances will any Nike product with the Nike logo be purchased for use or delivery at any city of Kenner recreation facility." How idiotic is Ben Zahn, right? You didn't think you were going to get backlash for that? Zahn chose to lift the ban on the heels of local and national ridicule that drew legal and political criticism. He also said yesterday that he hopes it brings his city back together. However, he didn't apologize for the initial ban that began 2 days after Nike's campaign with Colin Kaepernick. All right, that does it for your current sports quick hit headliners. Again, we've got a great show in store for you all. I see him behind the glass, actually. Keon Clinton, motivational speaker, founder of Family, award-winning bodybuilder, and now author. He'll be joining me in segment B. You do not want to miss that interview. Trust me, we'll have Throwback Thursday for you. But first, we got to talk about the latest concerning your beloved Detroit Lions.
You know, there's not a lot to be happy about here, you know, as far as that's concerned. So, you know, I think in general, you know, all of it's just got to be better. You know, just, you know, start from the top and work our way down. I don't think there's anything you can say other than, you know, it's all just execution and coaching and all this stuff's got to be better from that standpoint. So, you know, had a couple good plays, but a couple good plays isn't going to make a game. You know, it's that consistency that we got to have, play in, play out, in order to, you know, step up and just handle those situations and play with good awareness and good execution all the way through.
Purchase your tracks today.
All right, just a small snippet from Matt Patricia's press conference this week concerning that 48-17 loss for your Detroit Lions on national television, the world watching, right? And the NFL basically gave the Lions a layup. You know, I don't know too many people that predicted that the Lions were going to lose that game. It's the New York Jets, for goodness sake. The New York Jets, who are also manned by a rookie quarterback who's barely legal to go and buy a drink, and Sam Darnold. First game, and then his first throw is a pick six. Many, like myself, were watching that game and how it started. and said, oh, yeah, this is going to be a blowout. This night is going to be a great night for the Detroit Lions, a blowout in favor of the Honolulu Blue. That didn't happen. 48-17. I said earlier this week, and many of you agree that, again, I've been on this earth for 27 going on 28 years. I've been watching the Lions the majority of my life. My ears have bled time and time again watching the Lions lose season after season after season. But I don't know if, again, just for me, again, 27 years on earth, I don't think I've seen a more embarrassing loss. That was horrid. I don't want to go on another negative riddled rant like I already did on Tuesday, but it's hard not to when talking about this topic. I mean, with about 8 minutes left in the game, I mean, fans are already chugging up the deuces and walking to the exits, right? It was just bad. I know a few homies who went to that game and were embarrassed just to put up pictures of sitting in the crowd at that game. They waited a few days. They waited about 2 or 3 days after the dust had settled on that Detroit Lions loss until they posted on their respective Instagram accounts, hey, I was there. Yeah, I just needed some time. I needed some time after that one because it hurt. It really hurt to be there and witness that. And props to whoever stayed that entire game. I probably would have left probably at the beginning of the third quarter. Matthew Stafford wasn't great. It's hard to pick out any area of that game on Monday night and say, well, we got some hope there. It's really hard to pick out one area, just one area, to give you some encouragement, Detroit Lions fans. Matthew Stafford threw 4 interceptions for the 5th time in his career. He was pulled midway through the 4th quarter. He was battered and bruised. That offensive line still cannot protect anybody behind center, let alone Matthew Stafford. But it's a two-way street when looking at that game. I tortured myself this morning and actually watched the first half over again just to make sure I was prepared for this conversation. And, again, there was really no hope. The run game was horrible again. And, by the way, the Lions have also, this wasn't a part of our headliners, but the Lions have also, as of today, they have also cut Zach Zinner. So he is no longer a part of the squad. But, you know, run game horrid. Matthew Stafford not going through his progressions, and when he was given time, when he had some time to throw the football, he made bad decisions. And then if he wasn't doing that, he was being pressured and he was eating grass the rest of the night. All right. And now this is so interesting because, you know, Matt Patricia, who was in the view of many out there, being praised as the savior of this team. There were many that criticized Jim Caldwell. And I think a lot of it was fair. You know, a lot of Lions fans were out there saying, okay, this is all fine and dandy that you're making us competitive again, Jim, but we want to have a solidified spot in the playoffs. We're not just happy with a wild card appearance. Who can push us further now? Who can lead us to at least the second weekend of the NFL playoff slate? And you look at Matt Patricia coming from the coaching tree of one of the greatest football minds of all time in Bill Belichick, who has led the New England Patriots to many Super Bowls alongside Tom Brady. But you know what? And again, I put this in perspective as well earlier this week. The coaching tree of Bill Belichick is surprisingly not that great. It isn't that impressive. Romeo Crennel, 28-55. Eric Mangini, 33-47. Josh McDaniels, also under 500 at 11-17. Bill O'Brien, 31-34. Nick Saban in the NFL, 15-17. And then Jim Schwartz, who's having some success, right, as defensive coordinator with the Super Bowl winning Philadelphia Eagles. Jim Schwartz, a pitiful 29
and 51 as a head coach. Isn't that great? And I don't understand why. I don't know. I mean, you come from a winning organization like Bill Belichick. You're right there working next to the man. He's shown you the formula that works. Why are the records this bad? I don't get that. I just don't. And, you know, I had to laugh when I saw this report yesterday. I put it on my my Facebook page and got a lot of responses from you all out there. There is a report that Detroit Lions players are upset over Matt Patricia's team rules, and they are upset with Matt Patricia for how he overworked them during training camp. Matt, you ran us into the ground. We were too tired against the New York Jets. That is why we underperformed the way we did. And it's, again, I'm only going off what's being reported here. If that is in fact true, I don't know how Matt Patricia gets the locker room back. If this team is already uninspired, and if this team already does not have the back of its first-year head coach after week one, how do you get the locker room back if you're Matt Patricia? I mean, I don't understand that. I don't get that. Overworked. And we know how Bill Belichick runs his organization. I think Matt Patricia, again, he's trying to adopt what, you know, his sensei taught him, right? He's trying to adopt the same principles and the same work ethic, which I get. I mean, you come from an organization like the New England Patriots. You want to adopt that formula and change the culture in Detroit, a losing culture in Detroit. But sometimes you can push a little too far, especially with some of these prima donna athletes here in 2018. And Matt Patricia approached preseason training camp and said, all right, here are our new rules. They're a bit strict, I know, but we're changing things here. And you know what? We're going to run you into the ground during training camp because that is what worked in New England. It doesn't work like that all the time. Sometimes it doesn't resonate with players. And I hate to say it because that's just how it is today. I mean, sometimes you can lose players if you push them too hard. I know. You've heard me multiple times in your own current sports say we are babying our young athletes way too much nowadays. Heck, when it just comes to parenting, I think we baby our young pups today far too often. Kids aren't disciplined the way they used to be back in the day. It's become a soft millennial culture. Or what is it today? What is it? Generation Z, I think, today, right, Alec?
Yeah, it's Generation Z.
Generation Z is too soft, right? We hear that all the time. And I think there's some trickle-down effect with the athletes that we see play the games today in professional sports and collegiately at the high school level. There's a direct correlation there. And as a coach, you're in such a tough position because you can lose the young athlete or the athlete, period. But I look at this report, and I don't know how any Detroit Lions fan can feel confident with where this team is going now. I know it's week one. I may be overreacting here, but you look at a 40-plus point performance by the New York Jets against that Detroit Lions defense. 48-17, the final. At some moments of that game, I noted that the Lions just looked like they just gave up. The effort just went out the window. They stopped playing for Matt Patricia and the city of Detroit. I don't know how you put the wheels back on the track. And then the added report, which I want to cue up right now, the added report of Darren Lee, who started this, linebacker for the New York Jets, who came out and said, look, We knew what the Detroit Lions were running before they even got to the line. Here is Matt Patricia addressing that during his press conference.
You know what? I mean, every week we try to do things to change stuff up. So I think I kind of talked about the Jets situation in particular. But, you know, you always are kind of conscious on all sides of the ball, knowing that there's a lot of communication that takes place in the game of football, making sure that everything kind of moves in a good direction. And, you know, calls change from week to week anyways, just in general, from packages. So
I'm not buying that, Matt. I'm not buying that at all. Again, that came from his press conference. But earlier before that, you know, he went on record to say, look, there is a sense of familiarity with any opponent that you're playing on a week-to-week basis in the NFL. Matt, not that familiar, though. If that is, in fact, true, that the Jets knew what you were calling, that's ridiculous. That is unacceptable. And now you have Matthew Stafford, Detroit Lions QB, coming out and saying yesterday that he's changing up his hand signals ahead of Sunday's game at the San Francisco 49ers. You think, Matt, you think you want to make a change there? it's bad. I want to hear from you guys. I'm not confident that the Detroit Lions are going to make the playoffs. I made a prediction earlier this year that I'm buying Matt Patricia. He comes from a winning organization. I really like what he did with that New England Patriots defense when he was there. And I said, this is a move in the right direction. I think the Lions are going to make the playoffs this year, but I am feeling quite the opposite now. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Go to Facebook.com/WKAR News. We have our live stream up and running there. We got a few comments already coming in there. And you can join the conversation on Twitter. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR_sports. This was just a bad week one for me, Alec. I lost in two of my three fantasy football leagues, in two of those three losses, right? In both of those losses, I should say, I had Matthew Stafford as my starting quarterback, right? So thank you, Matthew Stafford.
I'm so sorry.
My Dallas Cowboys lost, got beaten by Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers. They look completely inept right now. No run game. Zeke didn't find any holes to run through. That offensive line is horrible. Dak Prescott looks average. I mean, this was just bad. The only positive that came out of that week one for me was the fact that I discovered NFL Red Zone. And I think it's just changed my life. All right? That's about it, though. That is it. Just quick thoughts. We got Jack Kerwin and Alec Rio behind the glass. Alec, this whole situation concerning Matt Patricia and some players going on record to say that, yeah, we didn't like how Matt Patricia overworked us during preseason training camp. On a scale from 1 to 10, how worried are you when it comes to that report about the future of this team in this 2018 season?
I'm sitting around a solid 7.5, 8, I'd say, because usually when the veterans are talking, like, those are the ones that their opinions matter the most. And when you hear them say that about your head coach literally week one, then that should raise concerns everywhere, or like the whole spectrum. And to be honest, like, I just don't see how, if you can lose that bad to the Jets, I just don't see how it would be any better against Jimmy Garoppolo and the 49ers. Their pass rush defense is much better than the Jets, and you have a better offense with the 49ers than the Jets. So honestly, that kind of scares me. And I was talking about, before the season started, how we were talking about whether or not, like, we were concerned about how hard that they pushed the players in training camp. And I was saying that I didn't like that because I was just afraid that they were going to be too tired at the beginning of the season and we would be dealing with injuries. And lo and behold, that's just what's been going on right now. And the players have been saying that, yeah, we're overworked and we're tired. And that's just what I predicted.
And
you
it's
know,
funny, like, because now that you say that, you did actually say that. Mm-hmm. I totally forgot that you said that. You didn't like the reports coming out that Matt Patricia, he's bringing this new. And I think I argued with you, I think, at the
time.
Yeah,
we did. We had a little discussion about it, yeah.
I basically said, look, toughen up, man. Mm-hmm. You are a losing organization. You are the Detroit Lions. You're complaining about working hard? Toughen up. And
I just did not like that. Like, because they were making, like, it was like extended Oklahoma drills or something like that. They remade a new Oklahoma drill. And it was just, I just didn't like what I was seeing from that. Because, like, I had a feeling that this was going to come.
Right. All right. We got Jack Kerwin behind the glass as well. Jack, just brief thoughts on what you've heard when it comes to this story about certain players not happy with Matt Patricia overworking the team.
Yeah, I'm pretty nervous about it, not going to lie to you. I mean, you just asked Alec for a scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah,
how nervous is he? About 9.5, to be honest with you.
Oh.
When you lose by 4 scores at home to the New York Jets and a quarterback making his first ever start, and you're following it up with traveling to the West Coast for Week 2 and hosting the Patriots for Week 3, where are the wins going to come from on the schedule? I mean, you talked about, you know, the Lions making the playoffs. I don't see that at all now. I mean, I think their next best shot at a win probably comes when they play your Cowboys in Week 4 and that bum quarterback that you love so much.
Here you go. I tell you, Jack is always taking shots. I'm gonna jump through this through the glass one day, man, and just go at you one day, dude. I tell you, Tiger. People don't know Tiger Woods. You guys know I'm a huge Tiger Woods fan. Jack comes in my office and purposely says, "Oh, he's not gonna win. There's no way he's gonna win." And it just got under my skin. Jack, watch your back. All right, I may go like Rod Allen and Mario and Pimba on you one day. Okay, just watch your back, brother.
I told you last spring that I thought Dak Prescott was a bum, and you didn't want to hear it.
Hey, but don't go there. I'm not in the mood right now. All right. Let's lighten the mood right now. One of my favorite guys in just a moment. Let's hit our first break. We will have live here in Studio West, Keon Clinton, the dude. What doesn't this brother do? I mean, my goodness. Every other day I'm seeing a new post and a new accomplishment. He is so inspirational. He's a motivational speaker, founder of Family, award-winning bodybuilder, and now he can add author to that resume. Keon Clinton joins me live here in Studio West. Don't touch that dial. You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. Thank you so much for allowing us to be a part of your Thursday afternoon. It is Thursday, September 13th, 2018. We just wrapped up a conversation about Matt Patricia and his horrible start. Just a bad way to start your tenure as the head coach of the Detroit Lions, right? And a report coming out that Lions players are upset with Matt Patricia over team rules and amount of work. Want to hear from you. 517-355-WKAR. 517-355-9527. Go to facebook.com/WKARnews. Tweet us. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR_sports. In the meantime, while you guys are blowing up our phone lines, I want to get to our fantastic guest for this hour. He has been a part of the show before, and he has some exciting news coming your way. He has been working very hard and just checking off accomplishment after accomplishment. For those watching on our Facebook page right now, you see his face. His name is Keon Clinton, motivational speaker, founder of Family. Forget About Me, I Love You, a great organization here on the campus of Michigan State University. He is a award-winning bodybuilder as well, and he can now add on top of all of that jazz, author. He is now the author of Healing the Living Dead, Habits That Shift You from a Morgue Mentality
to a Forbes mentality. Keon Clinton, what's up, man? Welcome to Current Sports. How you doing, bro?
Man, Al, I'm blessed. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here today. And first off, for that wonderful introduction, I need to take you everywhere I go when I'm speaking.
I should be like your Flavor Flame, right?
Let's make it happen. Just hyping you up. But I appreciate it. I'm really excited to be here. Thanks for having me, Al.
Without a doubt, man. And before, you know, we dive into your book, and just amazing. You know, now you're an author. That's got to feel so good.
It's amazing.
Right?
It's a surreal feeling. And the fact that I released it on my birthday.
Wow.
It was the best birthday gift I could ever have. So
you can say that again, right?
No.
So we're going to dive into your book in just a
Absolutely,
moment.
Yeah.
But I want to start here. You know, I brought up Forbes and Naomi Osaka making history with
Absolutely.
Her deal, reported deal with Adidas. And
yes.
She's unbelievable. But, you know, I brought up Forbes
Absolutely.
At that moment. And speaking of Forbes, I saw a post, you know, roughly about 3 hours and some change ago this morning,
Absolutely.
You posted an announcement that you have joined the Forbes For the Culture Detroit team.
Yes, absolutely.
What is that about?
Yes, well, first off, man, all glory to God for this wonderful opportunity. So what happens is Forbes, every year, they have a 30 under 30 summit. Big conference going on, lots of phenomenal people. And what they decided to do this year was to create hubs in different major cities around the world. And this is the first time they're having a hub here in Michigan. So it's pretty awesome. They chose, I believe, 35 phenomenal millennials who are at the top, who are really doing great things. And I seen an email last night and it said, congratulations, we've been watching you. We love what you do. And we think you'll be a great addition to the Forbes For the Culture team. And the people that's in this group, the talent is truly amazing. I mean, people are phenomenal speakers, business owners, you know,
right.
actors and artists and all type of things like that. So just to be a part of this team is going to propel me to new heights. One goal I want to accomplish next year is to make the Forbes 30 under 30 list. So
yeah.
I think this would give me a nice segue to achieving
think?
That, right?
I mean, my goodness, Key.
Yeah.
And you talk about the unbelievable people who are a part of, you know, this campaign
Absolutely.
That Forbes is putting together in Detroit. I'm always curious. I mean, what is that application process like? You know, you just don't walk in and say, hey, I want to be a part of
Absolutely,
Forbes,
man.
You know?
There's hundreds and thousands of people who, one, filled out the application. You know, everybody want to be a part of Forbes, right? Why
right.
not? And so they ask you a series of questions, tedious questions, and they look into your background, make sure that everything that you're saying on paper, that lines up with the work that you're actually doing. And I guess they have a team of people in the background, and then just blessed to be picked, man. You know, mm-hmm. I know Detroit, Michigan, we have so many star players, so many game changers, so many people who are doing phenomenal work, whether it's on Instagram or not. And just to be in that pool of 35 out of the thousands of applications that were submitted,
mm-hmm.
it's truly a blessing, you know. And it just lets me know that I'm really impacting, influencing people in the way that I truly want to. So I'm really excited to be a part of this team.
Key, for those that don't know, Keon is also a graduate of Michigan State University.
Yes, go green.
Go white, right? And I have seen your transformation from
yes,
when
sir.
You came here. We went to college together. I've seen your transformation from, you know, when you first came here to where you are now. And you're always posting, you know, photos
Absolutely.
Before and after,
yes.
talking about that process.
Absolutely.
When you do, Key,
yeah.
when you're alone
mm-hmm.
and no one's around and you're just reflecting on
yeah.
where you are and where you've come from
Absolutely.
To where you are now, how do you put into words what that transformation has been like for you?
Oh, God, you know, it's truly. Monday was my birthday. I just turned 28 this Monday. And
happy belated as
thank
well.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And I set to myself, I just sat and thought about my transition for these last 6 years. And it's like, wow, everything that I said I was going to do, I actually accomplished. That's why I'm an execution coach, number one. But two, for the people who see me now, who've been there since 2012, when I had braids, when I was, you know, into a lot of activities that weren't the best and the brightest, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to see me now is like, wow. Like, some people be like, Keon, is that you in there? You know, is this
mm-hmm.
the real Keon? And it's truly amazing, not only for the transformation of me,
mm-hmm.
but the transformation of other people that I've been able to bless along the way. And that's what I do it for. I want to be an inspiration to everybody. The accolades are great. The bodybuilding, the author, the speaker, the electrical engineering background, all that stuff is great. Forbes and being on radios, and that's great. But what I want people to see when they see Keon Clinton is inspiration. to know that no matter how dark your past was, you have the ability to make your future as bright as you want it to be. And I'm from 4205. I tell the whole world, proud product of 4205.
That's on the back of the book, actually,
that's
right?
Through the book. I am a proud product of a place where they say is the most dangerous place in the world to live. And I'm super excited that we get categorized like that because I want to be that light to say, hey, we got some diamonds in that rough.
Right.
And we're here to show people that some of us don't judge a book by its cover, you know?
Definitely.
So I'm really excited.
When did that switch flip for you? Because I think there's always a moment or moments that lead to change.
Absolutely.
You know, maybe, some people have to hit rock bottom for them to say, all right.
Yeah.
I need to make some changes. For you, when was that moment or moments when you said, okay, I want to make a shift here?
The first moment, there was two moments. The first moment was 2012. And you remember vividly, I was when I became Alpha. And I was at that point.
AFIA.
AFIA,
baby.
All day. Absolutely. And I was at a point in my life where I realized I wasn't happy with myself. I wasn't happy with the success. I wasn't in a place where I felt good about where I was and where I was going. So I wanted to be around a group of men who can challenge me, who can make me better, and help me become that best version of Keon. And that was my first moment in 2012. And when I became an Alpha Man, my life was doing pretty good. It was on an incline, slowly but surely. But in 2015, when I graduated college, I was here for 7 long years. I was the most popular guy here. Everybody knew me. My name was all over Michigan State's campus. And then in 9 days, I went to Indiana, where I was invisible. That was the biggest reality check I ever seen in my life. None of those accolades mattered. The 7 years of college and fun, none of it mattered. And I felt alone and alienated myself. But I realized I was living up to everybody else's expectations instead of my own. I didn't have any expectations for me. I didn't know any hobbies. I didn't know have my interest, no mission, no goal or purpose in life. And I was in Indiana for 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
I was upset. I didn't want to be there. I was in an uncomfortable place. And when I finally accepted the fact that I had to dissect myself to find who I truly am and who I truly want to be and my purpose and why God called me to be here, within 9 months, God gave me a call to move back home to work for a multi-billion-dollar company. And in this 9 months of uncomfortability in this dark place, it hit me driving home that in 9 months, what else happens? A woman gives birth to her child. God was birthing me for what he was actually preparing me for. So when I got to Detroit in those 9 months, I was already prepared. I was already ready to go. I knew who I was. I knew where I wanted to go. And it was like, oh, yeah, it's time to impact the world now. So I didn't believe in myself until I was 25 years old. I just turned 28. So when you have that confidence that you can achieve anything you put your mind to, oh, man. I walk in the room now and people are walking up to me like, hey, Keon. I'm like, I never met you before. So it's an honor that people know me before I introduce myself. And that's the power of God and the power of confidence and hard work, you know?
You can say that again.
Yes, sir.
Again, if you're just now joining us here on WKAR's Current Sports, we are chatting with Keon Clinton, motivational speaker, founder of Family, award-winning bodybuilder, and author of Healing the Living Dead, Habits That Shift You from a Morgue Mentality to a Forge Mentality. You can follow Keon on Instagram at Keon Clinton Speaks _ and also on Twitter at Not a Statistic. All right, let's dive into the book now, Key.
Let's do it, man.
I want you to kind of take us through the inspiration behind the book.
Absolutely.
And when the idea hit you.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I also want to one day write a book. I'm still kind of, you know, churning through what exactly I want to tackle.
Absolutely.
So for you, how did you pick this topic?
And
how long was the process between idea and publishing?
Well, when it first hit me, I believe it was my last year in college. I was asking myself, Keon, how do you leave a legacy on the world? You're leaving college, you're about to walk into the real world. You got to leave a legacy, right? And always, how can I heal people? Always had that thought. I want to heal people. I want to help people. I want to serve, most importantly. And I realized there's a lot of people who don't believe in what they've envisioned when they were younger. A lot of people say, oh, I want to be a millionaire. But 99.9% of them don't really believe that they can. They don't see that they can be a millionaire. They don't know any millionaires. They never talk to anybody. So how do you want to be a millionaire if you never seen it, talk to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
when I say I want to heal people, it's time to wake people up. It's time to wake people up, man. And that title, Healing the Living Dead, dropped on my spirit because a lot of people are physically alive, but they're mentally and they're morally dead. And the habits that shift you from a morgue mentality to a Forbes mentality, I know people who made the Forbes list. My mentor actually sit on a coaching council for Forbes. Mm-hmm. And what I've learned is that it's not a monetary thing. When people hear Forbes, the first thing they think of is money.
Right.
It's a wealthy mindset. So these habits are going to shift paradigms within you from a morgue mentality, which is a poverty mindset of think, and it's not money. It's thinking that you can't be everything that you say you can be. I'm from 4205. There's a lot of good information here. There's a lot of struggle.
Right.
There's
beauty in that. There's beauty in the journey.
There's so much power and so much revelation, but you have to change your level of perspective.
Right.
Because what you see as an obstacle is truly just an opportunity for you to make yourself better. So the book, man, the title is
Can you show our Facebook viewers there?
Yeah, absolutely.
The cover, yeah. There we go.
You can find them on Amazon, Healing the Living Dead. Type in Keon Clint. They're only $20. So, you know, you'll love it. I guarantee you. This is not just an inspirational book, but these habits are going to really shift some paradigms. They're not the work hard, stay consistent. We hear those all day.
The typical self-help book, right?
And those are great. Mm. But these habits are truly amazing. One habit is build potluck relationships.
Okay, what's that
Every mean? Relationship, shall it's supposed to feast. It's supposed to be mutual, full of reciprocity. You're happy, I'm happy. But the only way that relationship works in the way that you want it to is if you both bring something to the table.
Mm-hmm.
Potluck style. Everybody's coming with something, right?
Gotcha.
And the key about it is when you bring your value to the table, serve first before you take away from other person because it shows your humility. So these type of habits are going to show you, and it's going to change the way you think, and it's going to make you a better version of you.
I love that.
Yes, sir.
Key, with about 6 minutes left here, I want to dive into your bodybuilding in just
Absolutely.
A second. But I do also, you just talked about, you know, the potluck relationship.
Yeah.
What is your favorite part of the read? And maybe one more golden nugget that you can give away without,
Absolutely.
You know, spoiling
yeah.
whatever's in the pages there,
yeah.
right? What is one more nugget you can give our listeners out there?
One of the biggest things I want people to take away is throughout my testimony, I made sure that I put in there that I blamed everybody else. I blame my mom and my dad for not being the best parents and not having the best jobs. I blame my current situations of being in the ghetto. You know, I didn't live in a nice house, so I had a poor man's mentality. I blame my schools for DPS not having all the best resources for me to be successful and great. But I didn't realize that I was the common denominator. And that's what a lot of people going around life blaming everybody else. I didn't have this. I didn't have this. That's great that you didn't have it. But it's even better when you learn how to go and get it.
Mm.
Because when you lose it again, which you will, because in life you're going to have struggle. Everybody will deal with struggle, whether you're a millionaire or whether you're poor. It doesn't matter. So I put in a book for everybody to see. I kept placing myself in certain situations, blaming everybody else for the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when a lot of people change that level of perspective, that's when life changes for you. You know, it talks about elevation being like an elevator.
Right.
And I don't want to give that away, but when you read
the book.
Oh, man. Life will be changed.
Love it, Key.
Yes.
All right. Again, he also is an award-winning bodybuilder, as I mentioned in his introduction. And Key, you just won two more trophies.
Absolutely.
In your latest bodybuilding dub, you placed first overall in Novice.
Yes.
Second place in weight class.
Absolutely.
What in the world is Novice and what is your weight class?
So it's novice, you know.
Novice. I'm saying absolutely. It wrong. I'm saying it wrong. You see how much I know about novice, yeah, not Novice.
So when you're placed first and overall in novice, there's a few classes. There's people who did a true novice, who first time ever doing a show,
mm-hmm.
true novice. Then novice is those who've done a show, which I've done 4 months ago, and I placed second. Novice is for those who actually done a show but didn't win first place.
Oh,
but
okay.
You go against everybody in your class, right? Or everybody in different classes. So to place first in that, it was truly amazing, you know. And my weight class being a middleweight, I came down lower. I had a lower weight than I've ever been in my life. I wanted to challenge my body in certain ways that I never did before, which is great because of my size and my height. So I placed second in my weight class, which is middleweight. And the beauty about it is when you go down that low, you can build back quality, clean muscle.
So how low is that? What weight?
I was 181.
181.
Okay. And it was beautiful. You know, size. It's all about size. Weight means nothing. I tell people all the time, don't worry about weight. Weight exactly. doesn't matter because if you got the right size, you were like 160 or you're like 140. It doesn't matter.
Right.
But I placed first place at the Linda Murray Classic 2018. I placed second place in my weight class. And since then, I mean, I got a few radio interviews lined up. I got a few vitamin companies. I'm talking about sponsorship. I'm trying to do a commercial right now.
Awesome.
And I got a 21-day transformation challenge coming out for the world in December because once it get cold, people don't like going to the gym, right?
Get lazy. They won't go outside and hit the snow,
okay.
right?
We're going to do this right in the comfort of your living room. Oh, no excuses,
nice.
Right?
So, no excuses.
I got so much in store for you all fitness-wise, and I'm just excited to be a vessel.
That's awesome stuff. You know, we got 2 minutes left here, Key, but I want you to answer this question because I'm getting a question coming in from our Facebook page. And, you know, this is something I'm also curious about mm-hmm. as well. When you hear bodybuilding, there is this kind of negative connotation when it comes to steroids and juicing. We're getting a question here. How prevalent is juicing in bodybuilding?
See, here's the thing. The truth, steroids is not bad for you. That's the honest truth. Because the doctors prescribe it. Steroid abuse is the problem. That's whenever you hear someone say steroid abuse, then it's like, dude, you used it too much, way too much, right? And bodybuilding, if you're going pro, it's like drinking water.
That everybody uses it.
Everybody. You will not win.
Do you use it?
No.
Okay.
And that's why going pro, but there is a natural side, which is the perfect side to go on because okay. you don't want to deal with those complications later on.
Right,
but
right.
for those who decide to juice and decide to use it and go IFBB Pro, and it's inevitable.
You have to,
you
right.
have to use it because they're super huge, and it's like there's no way naturally you'll get that size.
So the guys that you're competing with, Key, are they on it?
They're on steroids.
How can you legitimately compete against guys who are on that stuff, Key?
That's what my first show, I played second, and I seen the difference. And the way he looked versus the way I look. So that's why this
train. That's cheating.
But it's acceptable. It's acceptable,
wow.
unfortunately.
Okay.
Right? But
which is even more amazing what you're doing, right?
And that's why I tell people there's no excuses.
Yeah.
You work hard. I work the competition, stay consistent, and remain disciplined in your endeavors, and you'll be fine.
Love it.
Absolutely.
Key, before we get out of here, again, remind folks how
yes.
they can follow you. How can they get the book?
Follow
one more
me,
time.
All Keon Clinton Speaks, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You can get the book online, Amazon.com, Healing the Living Dead, or just type in Keon Clinton. I love y'all. Appreciate you, Al, for having me on the show.
Anytime, my man. Always good having you. Again, Keon Clinton. Awesome stuff. All right. As we have just a minute left, I know we got Ray online, too. Alec, do we have time for him? No. Okay, we dumped him. All right, Ray, call back. Ray from Indiana. Ray, we all knew what Ray was going to say anyway, right? He was going to, you know, hammer U of M and then say bye-bye. All right, Ray, we love you. Call in tomorrow. And if we had anybody else lingering on the line, please call in tomorrow. But fantastic stuff. Much thanks again to Keon Clinton, our fantastic current sports team behind the glass. We'll be back at it tomorrow for a Friday version of WKAR's Current Sports. We'll talk all things college football. You don't want to miss that. Until then, folks, I am your host, Al Martin. We are on a 23-hour break, and I'm reminding you to always be easy, people.